You're listening to the Ask Ava podcast, where we give real answers to real questions from teens and young adults about relationships, consent, dating violence, and more. My name is Jessica Scoltetti. I'm an outreach and community engagement manager at Safe and Sound Somerset. We're an organization in Somerset County, New Jersey, that offers free services for people who have witnessed or experienced dating, domestic, or sexual violence. And we work with children, teens, and adults. So today we have a special guest. This is one of our volunteers, Ella Blank, who goes to the University of Maryland. Hi, Ella.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So today's question is a good one. We've been talking about this for a while already before we started recording. The question is, Dear Ava, if I know I'm going to be drinking, can I give my partner consent for sexual activity beforehand? So what do you think, Ella?
I think that when I hear this question, obviously the short answer to it is no. I do get this question a lot, actually, in college. And I think that sometimes people struggle to understand why. I also get the question like, well, what if we're in a relationship and I give my partner consent beforehand? And I think it's really important to emphasize that technically, no, it's still not consensual. People are always allowed to change their minds.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to this question. So I'm really glad like you started off by saying no. That's the first thing is no, you can't give consent in advance for any kind of sexual activity. And when we talk about this question, we're focusing on people who are of the legal drinking age. So in the United States, that's 21 or over. And I'd love to talk about the relationship part first. You know, we get this question several times too. And I think people feel that they have this pressure to maintain the relationship or like, oh, what if they don't love me anymore? Or like, I'm afraid to say no because I said yes before, you know, we had these plans or whatever that might be. But like you said, Ella, everyone who is involved has to be able to change their mind at any time. Do you want to talk more about that?
Yeah, for sure. I think that when I look at this question, the thing that people kind of are confused about the most is the why do if I give consent beforehand, and we've talked about it beforehand, why can't we do it at a later time? And I think I like to explain to them, think about the times when you've gone out and you didn't feel like going out, and then at the end of the night, you had a great night, or you were really excited to go out, but then something happened, and at the end of the night, you we're not feeling it anymore. Feelings change all the time. And when it comes to consent, you have the ability to change your mind all the time. And especially when you guys are both intoxicated, things are always changing. Consent is always changing. Your mood is changing. And it's really hard to say, well, if we talked about something beforehand, why doesn't it translate to later? That's not always the case. Someone might not be on the mood later. Maybe something happened and maybe you're tired, not in the mood. It, for whatever reason, consent is always something that can be changed. And especially when you're drinking, you're not able to give your full consent. So at the end of the day, even if you're in a relationship, it's not completely consensual to have those things happen while one or both parties are intoxicated.
And then you get into really tricky territory, right? Where sexual assault comes into play, sexual violence. And I just to add on to what you've said, I want to be really clear about the New Jersey law. I know you go to school in Maryland, but in New Jersey, the law is that you cannot legally consent to any kind of sexual activity. This is for anyone of any gender, if you are intoxicated or incapacitated by drugs or alcohol. Now, people ask me all the time, what does that mean? Like, why is it so vague? There's a reason for that. It's to protect survivors of assault. So everyone has a different line as to where they are intoxicated, right? Like versus just tipsy. And I think it's going to be different for everyone. If you know, somebody can't make decisions for themselves, you don't necessarily know. Right? You don't know your partner's line. That's what I'm saying is like, it's really vague on purpose and tricky. So our advice, and I think you kind of referred to this, Ella, is to wait. I know we don't see this a lot, like in media with TV and movies. You know, people are drinking all night, they jump in bed together and they have sex, right? But in reality, that can create a lot of problems. So our advice is to wait, be sober, your partner be sober, and then you don't have to worry about knowing the line between if they could make their decisions or not.
Yeah, for sure. Especially like you said in the media, I think it would be great to see people, have the conversation about consent, but that's just not something that's really shown. And I think it should be talked about because a consent conversation is something that should always happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So consent, no matter if you're drinking or not, consent has to be fries. So we always say fries is F for freely given. So there's no pressure or guilt, or forcing. R in fries is for reversible. So like you said, able to change your mind. Any person who's involved can change their mind at any time, and there's no guilt or forcing or repercussions from that. I has to be informed, which means everyone knows what they're agreeing to. There's no tricks. There's no, taking a condom off in the middle of sexual activity. That's just a common example that we hear, without notifying the other partner or getting their consent. E is everyone agrees, and S is specific. So that means, and this relates to this one, that consent for any sexual activity is given for each action in the moment. So again, that speaks to this question because you cannot consent in advance. It has to be in the moment.
Yes, you summed it up very well.
Well, that's like the easiest way I can think of to describe consent because it applies to everyone in every situation and it's not talked about enough. And that's what we need. We need people to have healthy conversations about consent. And they do, it's just not shown in media or talked about enough. So on that note, as we wrap up here, I just want to mention if you were sexually assaulted, if you feel like somebody took advantage of you and your boundaries, whether or not you were drinking, call or text us. We're here to support you. Sexual assault is not your fault. If it happened to you, it's not your fault. You did not deserve it. Our number is 866-685-1122. Call or text. And at Safe and Sound Somerset, we have free services and we can just support you on the helpline if that's what you want. We also have a sexual assault response team, which in New Jersey, if it's within 5 days after a sexual assault, a survivor can request different professionals to support them. And it's a free service and it's something that we offer. So thank you so much, Ella, for your perspective on this from the college perspective and for having this somewhat difficult conversation today.
Yeah, of course.
To speak with an expert about relationship or sexual violence, call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 confidential helpline at 866-685-1122 for supportive listening, information, and safety planning. In the United States, you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 800-656-4673. Want to ask Ava a question? Submit it at www.safe-sound.org/ask-ava. Thank you for listening today. Join us next time here on Ask Ava.